The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent, is with us. He has been at the press conference where Roderick O'Gorman has been confirmed as the new leader of the Green Party. It's pretty close in the end, looking at the numbers, Sean.
Yeah, really tight. Not quite as tight as it was last time when there was only 50 votes between Eamon Ryan and Catherine Martin, but only 72 votes between Roderick O'Gorman and Pippa Hackett here. 52% at 248. It's just literally been announced in the last couple of minutes, and Roderick O'Gorman is up giving his speech. So obviously there was a good section of the Green Party that was compelled by Pippa Hackett's argument of, you know, rural female, we need to do something different ahead of the general election. Now, that said, she is after falling just short, although as well on a pretty small turnout for something like this as well, Jonathan. Just 55% of the eligible Green Party members who could vote did vote, and it was electronic voting as well. It wasn't like they had to go to a huge amount of effort to do it. So a smaller enough turnout, but Roderick O'Gorman is the new Green Party leader.
A reasonable amount of apathy there, I think it's fair to say. They could have voted, and they may have chosen not to. Interestingly, he's calling for the government to run its full term. Who's going to tell him?
yeah, I say there's plenty of journalists in the room here now who will be happy to tell him that, and you can probably hear the applause. No apathy in the room for him, in fairness. Lots of cheers for among those who turned up here. Yeah, look, this was the position of Eamon Ryan as well. Of course, the Green Party want this to go as long as possible, want to go into March, because they're facing a very difficult election. And in his speech, Roderick O'Gorman acknowledged that. He said they had an okay local elections when it came to the areas that they're strong, but they obviously lost seats, lost their two MEPs as well, and they are facing losing TDs. So his promise to those in the room was to do everything he could to make sure that not only did they not lose seats, but they in fact gained seats. And he's talked about kind of expanding out what the Green Party is seen as, beyond being seen as the environmental party and only green issues and bad for rural Ireland and all this sort of stuff. He said he wants to present a progressive budget. Successive progressive budgets was how he put it, on top of ones that have already been putting forward green issues, but also an innovative election manifesto that will look beyond it and try to convince the people who maybe in the Green Party would have been inclined to vote for Pippa Hackett that no, the Green Party isn't bad for rural Ireland. It isn't going to be the boogeyman coming and taking your car off you or whatever else it happens to be. So started to get into a rousing speech towards the end there. The first part was going over a lot of the successes, as they see it, of the Green Party in government. And in many ways, he probably is the continuity candidate here. He's the candidate who has been at the cabinet table as a full minister since 2020 and seen as pretty much, let's keep the show on the road. So that's something I do want to get in and ask him. Is this more of the same, or are we going to see a bit of a change of tack? Because if they were looking at Fine Gael, you can see what a change of tack did for them. Maybe something like that is needed.
But look, he's a dead man walking on the green mile because he has to try and get the party to the point at which the public don't blame them for everything else that's gone wrong in government. And is there going to be a shake-up now because Eamon Ryan is gone? Does he stay on as minister until the general election, or are we going to see a little bit of a reshuffle of the Green Party deck?
We don't know yet. Questions from the press are just starting, so he may be being asked that as we speak. I can't hear what he's asking because I've stepped out of the room there, but certainly you would expect that Eamon Ryan will probably be shuffled out. There isn't a huge amount of sense in them in keeping someone at the cabinet table who isn't going to contest the next general election. Catherine Martin wants to stay in her post, and with the big RTE decision looming, that would make a certain amount of sense. So perhaps room to move somebody into the senior cabinet ranks, maybe somebody who thinks is not that far off keeping their seat and could use the little bit of a boost that would bring. Maybe he'd look after that portfolio himself. Who knows? We'll find out soon. There'll be a little bit of a reshuffle, but I wouldn't expect it's going to be anything ground shaking.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line here is, does anyone care? I mean, is this just a matter for the Green Party? The electorate, according to the polls, have already made their minds up on it. I mean, is Roderick O'Gorman even going to be able to hold on to his seat if an election is called later in the year?
Because you're very critical of men in green now between yesterday and today, Jonathan, I have to say that. Look, he has to put forward this the argument. You know, the Green Party has to try and get a relevance here. And what he's talked about in his opening speech was a sort of an open-eyed pragmatism that maybe some of the other parties on the left in the Dáil don't have, especially when they've been in opposition. That the Greens went into this knowing that they would have to compromise on some things, but that they can point to a litany of successes in government. They can point to the carbon budgeting, they can point to other areas where Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have had to concede on carbon points, which has caused a lot of consternation among their voter base and among farmers and other people in rural Ireland, and that there is a chance there to keep it going. And remember, with the polls the way they are, it'd be a brave man who predict the outcome of the next general election, but most likely it's going to be two of the medium-sized parties in Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, whatever way that crops out. They will need propping up from somewhere. And if the Greens can manage to keep, you know, 6, 7, 8 of those seats out of the 12, they would be in a very good position to remain in government. It's still probably an unlikely outcome, but you're going to have a few groups like that, Sock Dens, Labour, Greens, who could end up being kingmakers again. And that's where that's probably your best case scenario.
I mean, I can see the ad right now. Wanted, moral mudguard for existing government. Please apply after a vote.
Slightly used moral mudguard.
Right. Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent. Pleasure as always. Thank you very much for that. Just revisiting one of the stories we talked about earlier. We opened the programme with it, which is the Football Association of Ireland and the allegations from female footballers about alleged unwanted or inappropriate sexual advances from FAI coaches in the 1990s. The press conference the FAI has been holding in the last little while, the interim CEO David Correll telling reporters this morning, "We are sorry for what you had to endure. We're sorry that anyone could ever have felt unsafe." He went on to say, "We are sorry that the modern practices and reporting structures that we now have in place were not there for you when you needed them. And we're sorry that anyone could ever have felt unsafe in Irish football." And I suspect we will have more on that as the day goes on.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.